Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across this great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday, all right. It's the 18th day of November, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 28 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was fucking cold this morning. I can't remember. Maybe it was 19 degrees, but I mean, it's been a freezing ass dry. It's freezing ass and dry, and they're taking the dams out. The geniuses that fucking work around here, people. Anyway, let's see what we got here first. Oregon voters passed Measure 114 to regulate firearm magazines. Got some more to say about that. Well, we got something to say ourselves. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Oregon, we are no Oregon voters passed Measure 114, regulate firearm magazines. This is from Yahoo News. What angle are you going to take? You cannot enforce this, motherfucker. There's too many of us. We're going to wipe your asses out. It's what's fixing to happen. You're fixing to get your fucking every one of your asses killed, and all the communists ran out of fucking goddamn Oregon. We're not going to take this shit. Get it through your fucking head. You're breaking the law. You're breaking the goddamn, state law or the federal law by creating these fucking non-state laws that cannot be. The 10th article says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, nor prohibited to it by the states. What's prohibited to it by the states? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. When you infringe, when you go and you write this fucking bullshit legislation under the 14th Amendment, which is an unlawful fucking document, a fraud, written in violation of the 9th article, then you are fucking goddamn, you're fucking infringing, you're denying, you're disparaging, you're gonna get killed. We have the right to enforce this law to the death. This is this law, this one I'm holding here, this belongs to me. Each and every one of you, it's your law as an individual. It's the only way you stay an individual. It's the only way you get to possess property. It's the only way you stop these fucking carpet baggers from stealing your fucking country and make them give back what they've already taken. Under Measure 114, residents will be required. You don't require a student. Hey, remember all those years of growing up, the public servant. There are public servants. Well, your public servants requiring shit from you now. Because they say they're the ruling class. Well, ruling classes tend to get their fucking heads chopped off, don't they? Will be required to obtain a permit to purchase a gun. Now, is that a fucking infringement? Is that a violation of the Ninth Article? And being a violation of the Ninth Article, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Doesn't it become also a violation of the 10th article, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution? And that is, we did not delegate them the power to fucking, in fact, we forbid them to have the power to fucking fuck with our guns. Nor prohibited by it to the states. It is prohibited to them by the states, by the 9th article, the enumeration in the Constitution, because that's where it's all supposed to come from. But you know what? We're not operating under that Constitution, are we? Because the son of a bitch never existed, did it? It's a bunch of fucking corporations. It's what the corporations have always fucking wanted. They've wanted to be the sleazy scumbags that fucking steal from every motherfucker. They'd steal a fucking piece of food off of a starving baby's fucking plate. They're the lowest life to ever exist on this planet, and they are the fucking few, and we are the fucking many. It's time to fight. Applicants must pay a fee. You people look up a goddamn right. Do you pay a fee to exercise a right? No, you do not. A right is absolute. It belongs to you. Like your goddamn hands and your legs and your fucking fingers. Submit a photo ID. You can't require me to do anything to fucking exercise my right under this fucking law of we the people, the highest law. The unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You have no goddamn jurisdictional authority to require me to do anything. And when you wrote your fucking law, Measure 114, you wrote it into a fucking jurisdiction where you have no goddamn authority. And you fucking know it. They have no authority in the Bill of Rights. And that's why they hate that son of a bitch, because it can't be changed because of Article 9. But, this is like, you know, for someone from fucking, well, goddamn, it wouldn't be, surprise me, but, you know, someone from fucking goddamn, I don't know, Mexico coming up here and start writing goddamn laws for the United fucking States and over, with crayons over our goddamn Bill of Rights. It ain't gonna fucking cut it. You all are gonna fucking die. We'll fight you to the death. We can't let you fucking win, because our children are not going to be slaves. Our grandchildren are not gonna be your slaves. They're your pedophile fucking toys. Get that through your head. We have every right to kill every fucking one of you. You have declared war on the Bill of fucking Rights, the highest law in this goddamn land. It is the people's law, and it is the people's right to defend it with fucking deadly force. You have removed the only peaceful way to fucking enforce the law, and you've left us with our last goddamn fucking chit to play in the game. As our fucking founders intended. As the people who wrote that document intended. If they take everything, you still got that fucking gun, and you better use that son of a bitch, or you will be a slave. Your children will be slaves. Your grandchildren will be their slaves, licking their feet, fucking doing whatever freaky fucking thing they want to your babies. What kind of fucking cowards are you? Be fingerprinted, complete, approved safety training, pass a criminal background check, and not be legally prohibited from possessing a firearm. Fucking infringement, 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 infringement. Those are all infringements. The 1968 Gun Control Act, total fucking infringement. Why the cowards back then allowed that son of a bitch, I will never know. But if they could not read the second article, the 9th and 10th article, and see that that was against the law, that was saying that fucking government had the jurisdictional authority over the people that we just fucking just got through getting rid of in 1791, December 15th, because when they came together, when them all just sit down, all these fucking criminals, to write, we're going to write a constitution today. Are you really? Yeah, I'm going to be the leader of this, okay? Yeah, okay, Bob. These are the fucking murderers, the goddamn traitors, the people who fucking bought and sold to both sides in that goddamn war. They're the motherfuckers that ended up sitting in the seats of fucking power. And why it was allowed, I do not know. And I do resent my ancestors that were there who let it fucking happen. You should have killed every fucking one of them. They were a part of it. They were the king's men. And you let the fuckers live, and this is what you get for it. We're not going to make the same fucking mistake. Prohibited from possessing firearms. You can't prohibit nobody from possessing firearms. You do not have the jurisdictional authority, motherfucker. The only way you could get the jurisdictional authority is to go through the goddamn procedural due process guaranteed to each American national in that goddamn Bill of Rights, which is the fucking common law for the United States of these Americas, ratified by the people and made fucking law December 15, 1791, period. You aren't higher in it. You're beneath it, son of a bitch. You can be equal in it. If you file as a fucking individual, but you will, nobody's above it. We got a corporation. We're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. Your Uniform Commercial Code, you're going to eat that son of a bitch before you get your fucking head blowed off. How about that, you son of a bitch? It has no jurisdictional foundation in the United States. It is clear full of fucking violations of the fucking Bill of Rights. The Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of we the people. Ratified December 15, 1791. Go read it! And you read it then, and you knew what you were doing. We'll just use the Uniform Commercial Code because we can do whatever we want. I mean, fuck their fucking law. You fuck our law? Fuck our law, huh? Possessing firearms. The fee. Now you're getting charged a fee for your fucking right. This is just like what they did with the goddamn those driver's licenses. I never go get one, you know, fucking, I don't have to have a license to fucking go down the goddamn road that I fucking built, that I paid to build. Oh, it's a privilege. No, it ain't a fucking privilege. It's a fucking right. And I've heard them try to say that owning a gun is a goddamn privilege. It's made clear in the second article, it is an absolute fucking right. And it is our goddamn right and our obligation and our duty to blow your fucking head off if you try to take them. They're the only thing that stands between us and the fucking tyranny we fled from England and Ireland and Scotland and Germany. You know, the fucking churches. The permit would be issued within 30 days of an application. No, it's not gonna. You try this fucking shit, we're going to war. We're at war. It's going to become a hot war. The people aren't going to put up with this shit out of you anymore. The permit would be issued within 30 days of an application being submitted and cost an additional another $50 to exercise a fucking right. Now, God damn it, if you don't know the difference between a fucking right and a fucking something you're buying and paying for, it's like, I got the right to go down there and take a fucking piss. I got the right to fucking breathe air. I got my rights are unending unless they run into your rights, and then we just settle it under the fucking jurisdiction of the fucking Bill of Rights, using the goddamn procedural due process therein. That's how it works, period. That fucking government, that ain't even the government to start with. It is a goddamn crime in progress is what it fucking is. It is a corporation. Look at Title 28, Definition 15. It's a fucking corporation. This is like fucking Walmart coming in and taking you over and gonna push you around and get in Walmart cars and we're gonna come and you dare have a fucking gun or what we tell you, you can't, you don't pay us money, we'll fucking try it, you fucking gangster cocksucker, you'll die. The measure also prohibits, you don't prohibit us from doing nothing. I remember they used to call, I just said it. Our servants are prohibiting us, people. You gonna let your servants prohibit you doing anything? Those communist little spineless bastards. See, this is how they swing the fucking sword. They don't come out and fight you fucking head on. They get exactly what they got in fucking China, their ass stomped. $50 to renew every 5 years. No, I'm not going to pay for my fucking right every 5 fucking years. Give it up. I don't pay nothing for my fucking rights. I just exercise them. Like I'm breathing right now. It's my goddamn natural right to fucking breathe. And I'm going to breathe. And I ain't paying you to breathe. You piece of shit communist scum. The measure also prohibits the manufacture, importing, purchasing, selling, possessing, using, or transferring of ammunition magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. Now, does that fall under disparagement or fucking denial of a fucking right? Yes, it fucking does. That is a cut on the fucking second article of our goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, December 15, 1791. It is an absolute violation. You cannot look me in the eye and tell me that ain't a violation. That's why they will not debate the fucking Bill of Rights. Because I ask, is that a violation? Are you disparaging? Are you denying? Yes, I'm disparaging. I'm telling you what you can do with a gun. No, you can't, you son of a bitch. You are fucking in the goddamn fiduciary. And I am a goddamn private fucking national, individual free sovereign national. You don't tell me nothing, son of a bitch. The only way I answer to anybody is through a common law court, through a common law filing made by another fucking individual in their individual capacity. You motherfuckers don't get to use that monstrosity. Oh, we just want a limited government. That's what they told you, but they whispered in your... How would they been lying to you since the fucking get-go now, haven't they? We can't hurt you with this. You don't need no Bill of Rights. We just want a limited, the small little government, just a tiny little government to do something. No! Should have been the answer. You tell me what that motherfucker's done for us, except get us into goddamn world wars, get our people fucking killed, raped our fucking land, raped our fucking resources. It's done nothing but hurt us. When does the measure go into effect? It never goes into effect. It is a violation of the law, the highest law in this goddamn land. It is a direct, it is an absolute violation of the second article of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people of the United States of these Americas. And it was ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. You can't even fucking alter it. You know you can't amend it? You couldn't amend it if you wanted to. You don't have no goddamn apparatus. You're a fucking corporation. That's like Walmart going down and going, well, we're going to file into this court here and amend the fucking Bill of Rights. Oh, really? You have no jurisdictional authority. No jurisdictional authority. No jurisdictional authority. Everything you've been doing for these past 3 years, I mean, you've acted plenty without jurisdictional authority. No doubt about it. But these last 3 fucking years, I mandate this up your fucking ass after I put a bullet through your fucking head. You don't mandate me to do nothing, you son of a bitch. Measure 114's requirements should go into effect 30 days after the election on December 8th, but implementation of the measures will likely take much longer, with police expected to seek an extension, opponents ready to file lawsuits, and exact regulations still undetermined. You can't win it in a lawsuit because it don't go to a lawsuit. It's the goddamn law. It's written plain and clear. There's nothing to debate. Shall not be infringed, period, means shall not be infringed, fucking period. And no authority in the Bill of, in the goddamn phony-ass fucking fraudulent Constitution under the 9th Article and the 10th Article of the Bill of Rights is that you have no authority. You will be acting without authority. You will be acting as gangsters. And you will be treated as gangsters. And you fucking pigs are fucking hired goddamn gangsters. Blackwater, USA, you die today. Lawsuits, exact regulations still undetermined. We just ain't quite, we ain't even figured out what we fucking wrote yet. It's written in such open subject matter. I mean, remember at the top, I talked about, the clips. You know that you, I don't know if I did that yet. Maybe I did. Residents who currently own, here it is. Residents who currently own large capacity magazines can use the magazines in their homes or have them. You're not my mommy and you're not my fucking daddy. You have no authority over me. No authority over me. No authority over me. The Bill of Rights guarantees it, and it guarantees me I can blow your fucking head off if you try to force yourself or your fucking beliefs on me in violation of my goddamn rights. The magazine can be used at a shooting range. I can use the motherfucker anywhere I want. And like I said, you want to go out on the fucking highways and byways of the fucking rural areas and try your fucking confiscation? Give it a go. And I'm going to tell you something else. You fucking, you send hell, I mean, I got to think that helicopters would be a part of your fucking plan. You listen to me, helicopter pilot. If you want to shoot these fucking communists, man, you will be the safest man walking on the fucking, on the earth when you land. You shoot one fucking American, you better be in a goddamn hole and you better stay there. You come out, your head's coming off. You will be targeted. The magazines can be used. You don't tell me where I can do that's disparagement. I use it where I goddamn well please. I mean, I love this part too. The magazines can be used at a shooting range, at a firing competition, or exhibition, or during lawful sporting activities, including hunting. So I thought these clips couldn't be used for none of this shit. I don't want to take no side arguments because there is no other argument other than shall not be infringed. But I mean, just for their fucking, their hypocrisy. Although it can be used for hunting, but you can get a permit to use one. Now what they are is superior firepower. And you want your goddamn communists because you are so fucking few. You are desperate. To get any kind of edge you can get, you ain't getting this fucking edge. Possession while transporting them to any of these activities will be permitted. You don't permit me to do nothing, servant. They sold you a servant, people. Remember back in those Federalist Papers when you couldn't get the Anti-Federalist Papers? The Federalist Papers, they sold you on a servant, didn't they? Well, now your servant is going to be permitting you to do things. That's like somebody coming in. Hired to mow my fucking lawn. They start permitting me to go inside the house to get a glass of water. Fuck you! Get the fuck out of my yard! Unbelievable that people can't put the English language together any better than they can. As long as the law, wait a minute, there are conditions to getting this permission to get a drink of water in your own fucking yard when you, from the guy you hired to mow your fucking lawn. Activities will be permitted as long as the large capacity magazine is not inserted in the firearm and is locked in a separate container. You're scared to death of those son of a bitches, and you should be. Same reason that they want them, people, is the same reason that we fucking want them. Tench Koch made it goddamn clear. He made it fucking clear. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. And that extends to the fucking states through the 10th article that says if it's fucking, if it's not allowed at the federal level, it is not allowed at the state fucking level. It's the same crime. There's swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier. Every other terrible implement. Grenades? We can have fucking goddamn bazookas? This is shit! We have accepted shit so long we've got to like the taste of it, I think. Terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American, Now that's pretty goddamn clear, ain't it? This is from the person explaining the second article before the people decided to ratify it. You see, this is a guy telling you what this is what it's going to do. So when they act like we need to go to the Supreme Court and we can't figure out this part of this fucking two sentences? We can't figure out these two sentences, what they meant by them back then. Well, right here, old Kent Scott, he told you. You can't get a copy of this son of a bitch either? The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. That means that they have nothing to say about it. If it's not in their hands, they can't make regulations about it. This fucking Measure 114 was the state putting the power of the sword in their fucking hands and saying that we're gonna take control of this right here. Well, the reason we have that son of a bitch is to kill you if you try. It's not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. It's in the hands of the people only. That means it goes into the common law. That means it's individual on individual. There ain't no goddamn state and there ain't no fucking federal fucking apparatus involved. They never had authority. Everything they've done has been a violation of the fucking law. As civil rulers, not having their duty to the people duly before them, may attempt to tyrannize, they're tyrannizing, assholes! And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, well, they're kind of split down the middle. But they shouldn't have never, there was never supposed to be a standing army in this goddamn country, especially a standing corporate fucking army, under the control of fucking NATO. An outside motherfucking goddamn king. Our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. This is saying the army might come after us, people. Well, if the army comes after us to disarm us and fucking enslave us, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private. What does fucking private mean? Go look it up. Private arms. It's a fucking right. It's a right and it can't be fucking taxed. It can't be, I don't need permission to exercise it. It's a right. At least learn what a right is before you surrender it, you stupid asses. And then the final statement. I love this. Because this is why this was done. The militia are in fact the effective part of the people at large. Will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. And that's what we're about to have to do. They have jumped, they've come over into our jurisdiction, into our world where they were never supposed to come. Do we just want to, come into Maryland in a 10 mile square? We promise the jurisdiction won't get outside that. Now they're breathing down your fucking neck in your goddamn state. And the states are thinking they can violate the fucking Bill of Rights. Well, we're the state, so we can violate. No, you can't. It is written fucking law that says you cannot, and if you do, we got the right to fucking shoot your asses down. You better remember it. That's what's getting ready to happen. They talk about, preserving a life, or somebody might commit suicide. There's going to be a fucking rivers of blood! And you know it! Everywhere they fucking went, there's been rivers of blood! Except lately, I mean, goddamn, they went to Australia. The Australians were, I'll hand you my rifle, you know, no fucking problem. I'm so fucking stupid, I don't deserve to breathe. What do the current high-capacity owners, magazines owners do? What do we do, people? They're going to tell us in our jurisdiction when they have no goddamn authority in our jurisdiction. But they're going to tell us. Because they wrote it down with a fucking crayon. And they've hired fucking private mercenaries to fucking try to enforce it. You're going to fucking pay. It ain't going to be worth that fucking paycheck. I'm telling you right fucking now. Residents who currently own large capacity magazines can use the magazines in their homes or have them on the premises of a gun dealer for service or repair. The magazines can be, this is dictated, that's, Disparagement? Do you know what the goddamn word means? The magazines can be used at a shooting range. We did that with the hunting. And, oh, they're not. One of the things that you. What do you need a 20-round clip? What do you need a 30-round clip for hunting for? Gophers and goddamn communists. We want the firepower because we know what you got in mind for us. And we aim to fight your fucking ass and you're not going to fucking outgun us. Possession while transporting to any of, well, we did that. Now let's go on to the next one here. Licensed fire, ended in firearms and in locked in licensed firearms dealers will have 180 days after January 15th to sell or transfer magazines to an out-of-state gun dealer or person out of state or to destroy them. After 180 days, no new magazines may be manufactured. Hey, what the fuck are you talking about? You're telling us what we can fucking make? Who, you're not our goddamn rulers! You fucking pricks! Ruling class, you're dead! Every fucking one of you. George Soros, you're fucking dead, you dirty cocksucker. All of you fucking communists are fucking dead. You're in gross violation of the highest law in the United States of these Americas, and you are going to answer for it. May be manufactured unless manufacturing is for, listen here, people. After 180 days, no new magazines may be manufactured unless manufacturing is for exclusive sale or transfer to the military or law enforcement. Neither of which can even exist in this country. Both of which is a goddamn, violation of the fucking ninth article in their existence. A continuing fucking, violation. These are goddamn fucking union fucking killers. They're goddamn corporate enforcers. You corporation, you do not rule this goddamn country. We the people do. And we'll see how much that goddamn paycheck's worth to you, son of a bitches. When we let loose on your ass. And includes a permanent stamp or marking indicating that the large capacity magazine was manufactured or assembled after the effective date. Fuck you. But see, the people who manufacture the goddamn fucking clips, are they going to say, fuck you? No, they're not. I don't want to lose my license. I got a nice truck. I got a big house. And I go elk hunting every year up in Alaska. I don't want to lose all that. I don't want to risk that. And fuck the goddamn poor man's rights. Right? You cocksucker will bury your ass too. Measure 14 adds that state police will need to create a searchable database. Never be fucking lists of fucking gun owners. Remember? For as long as the sun shines and the goddamn grass grows and the water flows down the streams, there will never be databases of fucking gun owners. Lie! Just like at the beginning with the goddamn fucking Federalist Papers. Lies! You servant? Are you a servant? No, you're not. You have, in violation of the ninth article, created a fucking corporation and are claiming us as your goddamn property. I'm not your fucking property. I will never be your fucking property. I will wipe you out of my goddamn country, you son of a bitches. Searchable database of all permits issued. Information obtained regarding firearm background checks and gun sales will be exempt from public disclosure laws. Oh, really? But you get the pigs get to get them. Your goddamn enemy gets to list your fucking weapons. How do you like that? They have declared themselves your enemy. They have declared war on you. They have stepped into your goddamn jurisdiction that belongs exclusively to the people. And with their fucking crayon, they've written down what you're gonna do or else they're gonna fucking kill you. Well, I think we have to fucking kill you! Maintaining the database alongside establishing a new permit to purchase system is a task some sheriffs have said they are incapable of handling. I bet you are. But I'm going to tell you guys something about these fucking sheriffs. Now they're going to come out and go, we ain't going to enforce it. We will not enforce this. But when their corporate fucking buddies, when their union brothers call on the radio, we're under fire, those motherfuckers are going to come a running. So expect it. And they'll be trying to fucking kill you just as hard as them fucking goddamn unlawful state police will. So be ready for it. Be ready for it. Maybe even be ready to give them a surprise for it. We got through that. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro-FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. Needed and appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:45 Pacific time, and of course that was Welcome to the Jungle. Bye. I'm so confused here. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, because it's where you're at. You're living, you're already in the fucking jungle. You better get ready to fucking fight, because there's something going to jump out of the fucking bush any fucking second now. You better have your fucking weapons at hand. Now, I love this part here. You know, yesterday we were sitting here and listening about how the Republicans had made a federal law that you could be a butt fucker and a goddamn transvestite, and anybody said anything about it, you could fucking, the government would, or not the government, the corporate fucking ration would get them. Remember that? The Republicans, 51 of them came out to make sure that it fucking passed, because they're all a bunch of faggot asses too. And we were talking about how you went to the political parties because you didn't have a goddamn brain of your own to make your own fucking decisions, to read the fucking shit you're fucking, that would be voted on, and even least understand it, instead of just having a fucking slogan to throw out of your fucking mouth when people ask you why. Well, House Republicans introduced resolution to audit Ukraine aid. Wow, now them Republicans are standing up. Now my party platform, you. No, this is fucking cover for that, isn't it? It's cover for what they did fucking yesterday to get you rest, you butt fucking, Republicans back on the goddamn list, isn't it? So you'll go fucking play their fucking game again. No vote. I swear that's what got them this goddamn time. There was so low a voter turnout, they couldn't fucking believe it. They had to make up their results. I mean, they caught them offhand. Everybody tell them, I ain't fucking voting, I'm fighting. Because that's your goddamn choice. You can go play this fucking goddamn fraudulent voting game, or you can fucking fight and take your goddamn country back. But of course, if this is going to come out the day after the fucking Republicans came out, 50, they needed 51, and they came out and they fucking made it a federal law for butt fuckers and goddamn transvestites. Federal law for that handful of little fucking freaks. Would you like them babysitting your children while you're at it? Because it would be discrimination if you didn't let them babysit your child, wouldn't it? A group of House Republicans introduced a bill Thursday to audit the funds that Congress has approved to spend on the war in Ukraine. We already know where they went. They're fucking stolen. Remember, I mean, we do remember last week, you know, with the cryptocurrency and the 30-some trillion fucking dollars or whatever in the fuck it was, I mean, billion dollars that was fucking stolen. We remember that, right? The guy and his fucking lover. We've seen that's how goddamn, it wasn't regulated to the point to where it took a fucking scandal like that to come out on fucking TV for it to tell something that fucking, evidently a few fucking people knew. The effort is being led by Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Georgia, and supported by a group of Republicans that have been critical of the U.S. aid to Ukraine. Well, that, I can forgive them for the butt fuckers and the goddamn fucking transvestite. I can do it. They're against the given the billions and billions to fucking Ukraine. Yeah, I forgive you guys. You're good Republicans, or rhinos, or whatever in the hell you are. You people are fucking are so stupid. What else we got up here? U.S. consumers are doing exactly what they did just prior to the crash of 2008, and that's what we said all along now, isn't it? That they instead of waiting 10 years before they fucking ripped us off. I mean, that goddamn, that 2008, that was quite a fucking ripoff. It was a derivatives bubble, see. It turns out that it was fucking international fucking fraud. And, well, yeah, it was international fraud. And we didn't know yet who, yeah, we did know who did it. But they're just too big to jail. And we have to bail out this fucking crime. We have to pay for this crime out of our fucking pockets. Because, man, these guys here are just too big to fail. Wait a minute now. It's too big to fail thing that fucking just now fucking did, how much was it? It was crazy. Crazy fucking amount. 20,000, we'll call it 20 trillion. That just did $20 trillion worth of damage. You don't want, not only do you not want rid of it, not only are you not going to put it up against the goddamn wall as it hurt every fucking American on this goddamn soil, and fuck, we bailed out people around the fucking world. Your grandchildren that haven't even been born yet, and your great-grandchildren that haven't been born yet, bailed out countries around the world where they came in with these goddamn banks. The people did not want those banks there. They said no, and they said, fuck you, and they put the banks there anyway. Then they made them fail and said, you owe us the debt. I mean, goddamn, that you strong-arm fucking robbery, mafia? Yeah, that's what you got here, people. I love the way this goes. We seem to never learn from our mistakes. No, we learn from them. We just fucking ain't got the fucking balls to fucking straighten this shit out. That's all there is to it. Just before the financial markets crashed and the economy plunged into a horrifying recession in 2008, U.S. consumers went on a debt binge of epic proportions. We talked about this. Mortgage debt, auto loan debt, and credit card debt all skyrocketed. And so when the economy finally crashed, all of a sudden there were millions of Americans drowning in bills that they were unable to pay. Well, now it's happening again. Hey, man, is it that I can remember 2008. Can you? And now it's happening again, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. During the third quarter of 2022, household debt increased at the fastest pace we have seen since the first quarter of 2008. What else happened during that time? Oh, that's right. The price of everything fucking doubled, didn't it? And all these new cars I'm seeing out on the road, man. I thought about them a little bit. Every one of them is a fucking loan. And I mean, there is a goddamn sea of them. So when the fucking, when they call in the chits, these people aren't going to be able to pay. I mean, what are they going to do with them? Oh, well, I'm sure they got some country they can give them to. We give them to Ukraine. Well, we can just bag them up, man. They're barely used. And we can send them to fucking Ukraine. Because Ukraine needs them. We don't. Households added $351 billion in overall debt last quarter, taking the total to $16.5 trillion, according to, that's just fucking credit card debt, guys. The reason they had to do it was because, you know, that guy next door got a new fucking rig. I got to get a new rig. That's $500 a fucking month. God damn, you used to buy a house for, $300 when I was younger. When Laura and I were first starting out, you know, $200 or $300 a month was a lot of money, and you could buy a house on that income. $16.5 trillion, according to data released by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York on Tuesday. That's an increase of 8.3% from the year earlier. The most since a 9.1 jump in the first quarter of 2008. The debt figures aren't adjusted for inflation. This is a recipe for disaster. No fucking shit. We've said this, haven't we? I mean, was that a dream where I was reading and telling you that they're fucking, everybody, we're going to go on, we're bankrupt. And not only this, people, don't forget, we're sending billions, billions, billions every fucking week to fucking Ukraine. What the fuck is Ukraine? Well, that's where, well, we learned yesterday, that's where the Biden crime family fucking resides. That's where they sit over there with Donald Trump and fucking goddamn Putin. And the rest of them, and Netanyahu, and they divide up what they've stolen from us for the fucking week. And then when this comes falling out, oh, it's all the fucking people's fault. You went and borrowed. If you hadn't borrowed, oh my goodness, it would, this wouldn't have happened. It's, and it will be thrown right at the feet of the fucking people. So when you're starving and you're seeing your fucking children starve, you got nothing to complain about. It's all your fault, you see? If you fucking allow it to happen again. Most of the latest increase came in mortgage debt, by far the biggest liability on household balance sheets. It rose by $282 billion in the third quarter, and debt combined are up by $2 trillion since the pandemic began. The scamdemic. It never fucking happened, except for the death shot. The murder of the fucking people happened, but that shouldn't make less money, should it? I mean, I'm sure they wiped out, I would like to know the true amount of people that it did kill. How many million people across the fucking globe did they kill with that fucking shot already? And they're still giving that shot. And there's still people that, you know, this is the took it the first day, and this is like the 400th day. I mean, it was like 10, 11 years. They'd have to use something before they say, well, don't seem to be any long-term effects. They fucking, and they're still fucking taking it. We'll go down in history as some of the dumbest people to ever fucking draw air. I swear it. We're going to go down to, the Chinaman. He was way smarter. I can't believe I'm saying that. But that's how the history's going to read. And we are going to be the ones that make that goddamn history. Why? I think it has more to do with cowardice. Just pure cowardice and you know, the average guy, you know, once he's got his house payment, he's got his fucking car payment, he's going fishing or doing something on the weekends and stuff, and he has a fucking 2-week vacation. He doesn't give a monk's fuck what happens to the rest of you. If what he's getting is even costing you your fucking rights, oh well, they're them, I'm me. You're going to find that I'm me shit comes down hard. When that fucking iron fist comes out of that velvet gloves and comes down and fucking slaps it, I'm so smart. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm very intelligent and they need me. They need me to each his ability, to each his fucking need. They need me. And then when that iron hand comes out, they go, bam, that fucker hits you. And you go, why? Well, I'll tell you why, you stupid motherfucker. This is why life experience, I mean, this is what you get for not listening to your fucking elders. It's like this, you dumb son of a bitch. And you are a dumb son of a bitch. Who are they gonna go after as soon as if they could gain control over the whole fucking planet, who are they gonna kill? Who are they gonna kill first? Who are they gonna be urgently wanting to kill? Well, anybody that could fucking take it away from them. And that would be, the intelligent people. Do you think? Do you fucking think? Do you think we ain't already seen this? I mean, I talked to you about China. You know, the smart, after they had China, I mean, these goddamn people were barely above fucking goddamn cavemen in the north. And then you young urban professionals. I'm a young urban professional. I'm needed. They need me. No, actually, all they really need is your fucking work product to start with. And so they can just tell you, you're making enough to pay a house payment and a car payment and food and all that shit. What you're making, you ain't getting that no more. We're going to give you 10 cents a fucking hour. What are you going to do about it? The iron hands out of the velvet glove. We're not fucking around. You work for the fucking government, boy. And you get paid what we fucking tell you. I'll go get you another job. You just fucking try it, son. We'll transfer you over to the goddamn northern fucking part of this goddamn state. And you can learn, and we'll have you re-educated by the peasants. The people scratching in the ground trying to get a goddamn sprout to come up so they don't starve to death. That's how fucking dumb you are. You think you're so fucking smart. You're not. You're dumber than a fucking sled runner. That's just all there is to it. Anyways, guys, I mean, to go on with this fucking shit here, I mean, we see what's happening. You little fucks, you little smart-ass fuckers from the city, you better wake up. And you better, you don't understand, you have life experience, you have your goddamn elders who fucking have seen these son of bitches in action, have seen your grandfathers put them down. And your great-grandfathers hit back at them. Stand their ground. You ain't done shit. You ain't done nothing. But my skills are needed in the city. Yeah, but they don't gotta fucking pay you for them, stupid. Not to mention that if you start complaining, they'll do to you what the Chinese did to their fucking complainers. They needed them too. They were making fucking bucks for them. They were making those goddamn, Chinese capitalists all kinds of fucking money. But they started asking questions. Why isn't this the utopia that we were promising? But then the iron hand had already come out of the velvet glove, hadn't it? And they got taught why. And when they came back, they knew why. You keep your fucking mouth shut. And I didn't really want the wage I had to get it so I could have a house and have a car and what might have you. I just want my fish head and my rice for me and my family. If I could just get that, I won't complain no more. Because I can't, because I don't have a fucking gun, because I was a cunt and gave it up. We'll be back come Monday, about 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. Until then, man, I mean, shit, we know what's going down, people. Us old fuck, I tell you, we're the best fucking chance this goddamn country's got. Because these young guys, they're so fucking smart. They're so fucking smart. They need them. They would never destroy something. A communist would never destroy something they need, would they? Of course they wouldn't. And they're going to pay you what you tell them to pay you. God damn it. Or else you're going to, you ain't going to go with your fucking gun because you already gave that son of a bitch up. You're going to shut your fucking mouth, aren't you? You're going to shut your fucking mouth or you're going to get re-educated by peasants. And that is the word from the trenches.
And I wound up with two shades. Have a good weekend, brother.
Same to you, brother.
All I can do. Cookies!